Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm 23, verse 1.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Last time we considered the 23rd Psalm. This beloved Psalm of David is one we are familiar with. Let's continue to learn from David's life as a shepherd, as he writes about God being his shepherd. David records that God is our shepherd, and that we shall want for nothing. God, the shepherd, makes his sheep lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters. The shepherd restores our soul and leads us in paths of righteousness, even though we walk daily through the valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, for the shepherd is with us. His rod and staff bring us comfort. Last time we said, the sheep know the shepherd's voice. The sheep only follow the shepherd's voice. Make time to develop your ability to know the shepherd's voice. Second, the sheep trust the shepherd for green pasture. Do you trust the shepherd's green pasture? First, what is your idea of a green pasture? I think most of the Western church anticipates a lush green field. David probably envisions something entirely different. In the region of the Negev, farmland is at a premium. Sheep and shepherds keep to the midbar, the wilderness. The desert places are the green pastures David most likely had in mind. A good shepherd in the Midbar knows where to find green pasture. In the Midbar, westward humidity blows in with the evening breeze off the Mediterranean, and the humidity condenses on the side of rocks, making enough moisture for little tufts of grass to grow next to stones. Literally, green pastures are our going from one mouthful to the next. Jesus said, "Give us today our daily bread." If God is your good shepherd, gave you your lifelong green pasture at one time, why would you need to continue to trust him? He desires that we depend upon him. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the desert places, the midbar, trust God to lead you to little tufts of green grass. Trust him, mouthful to mouthful. Third, the good shepherd leads you by still water. Only a shepherd knows the fears that sheep possess of running water. They will die from thirst before drinking from a fast-moving stream. Sheep cannot swim very well. Thrown into a deep, fast-moving river, a sheep will probably not survive. God is often found in the quiet. Elijah is a prime example. God wasn't in the wind, fire, or earthquake. God was the stillness. Next time we are together, we will finish our reflection on trusting the Good Shepherd. If you've never trusted him, choose today to follow him. Only the Good Shepherd can satisfy your longing soul. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.